The story is said with the great Musar Rebbe, a founder of the Musar movement, Rabbi Saul Solanter, that on Pesach night, his Talmidim noticed, he gave a little kvetch, and they asked him, what's the matter, Rebbe? And the response was, he said, Elul is coming. The month of Elul is coming. And the fear of the days of awe were on his head, were on his mind. This is Pesach now. This was Pesach. That's how the story goes. I wasn't there, I can't verify it, but we live in a world where it's difficult to get into that mode, to appreciate what does it mean Elul, what does it mean Rosh Hashanah, what does it mean Yom Kippur. Today is in the English date, August 15th. It's still the middle of the summer. It's your birthday. Yeah. Happy birthday. Hey. Look at that. Okay. Okay. Thanks to the audience. 23, no. I'm sorry. I may have asked him, gesund. And it's hard to get into that mode, that frame of mind. Just another story, just to explain, what does it mean, the month of Elul? The story is told about a Talmud of Rabbi Saul Solanter, of Yitzhak Petterberger, who during the month of Elul would not speak at all. A tiny dibur, would not speak at all. Just daven, learn, no speaking. He would never speak Lashon Hara. It would be to avoid any possible way of saying anything incorrectly. When his wife had a child in the month of Elul, he was matir neder, he broke his vow, he told her mazal tov, and continued. Now listen to this. After he was nifter, after he passed away, in his will he said, no one should be maspid me, no one should eulogize me. And Reb Chaim Berlin, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, he learned out that a eulogy they won't do, but he spoke words of Musar at his funeral, at his levaya, to arouse people to do tshuva. Reb Chaim Berlin had a dream. And in his dream, Reb Yitzchak Petterberger came to him. And he told him, Yashar Koyach, you did what I wanted. He told Reb Chaim Berlin, you did what I wanted. Reb Chaim Berlin asked him a question. How's it doing over there? I don't think he asked him the temperature or the weather, but no, how are you doing? What's it like? Now, Rav Yitzchak Petterberger, who he said didn't speak a whole month of Elul, a tremendous tzaddik, tremendous Talmud Chacham, he told him, what they're most makbid on, strict with me, what they're very strict with, is dibur, is speech. It's coming from the man that valued what a word was. A few of these stories, just to put us in a different world, different frame of mind, where we should be, what we should be thinking, what actually is approaching. So, to that mindset, we're going to begin with Perek Tes. We'll begin with the end of the Rambam's Hilchos Shuvah. Perek Tes, Halacha Aleph. And the Rambam says as follows. Meyacha shenoida shematon scharon shel mitzvois vahatoivo sheniskelo im shemanu derech Hashem akos betoira. Hi chai hoilom haba. Says the Rambam that after it's known that the reward of mitzvahs of commandments, of fulfilling the will of God, and the good that we will merit if we guard His Torah, is the world to come. The world to come is the reward for listening and following God's commandments. As it says in the Pasuk Shenemar, L'man yitav l'cho v'harach t'yomim. L'man yitav l'cho, will be good to us, and you will have long days there. On the other side of Hanikama, Shenoikmin min harishoyim, the revenge that the evil people will get, She'ozu orchas et tzedek, haksu es batoyer hi akaris. Those that go astray and do not follow the evil people that will leave the words of the Torah is karis. Loosely translated is to be cut off. Not so loosely. Shnemar hi karis te karis hanefesh ahi avaynoi bo. Brings the pasuk that a person who goes astray will be cut off from the connection to God. Now, from Es Olam Haba, a person who does not follow will be cut off. Now, just to bring this to a little understanding, imagine a person is flying a kite. And he's running with that kite and soaring high in the sky. And everybody's looking at that kite. And he starts bringing it back, wheeling it in. And all of a sudden it snaps. And he loses that connection between his kite and that string. And it's gone. That's what the Rambam is saying over here. But nobody here has to worry about that. People who come to a shir to learn about tshuva, there's no question they do tshuva. Ask the Rambam a question now. What is this that it says in the whole entire Torah? Im tishmu, if you will listen to the words of the Torah, yegiyo lechem, you will receive this reward. We will get rewarded. Vim loy tishmu, yikreschem. And if we do not listen, we will be punished. Ask the Rambam a question. What is this, if we just mentioned the ultimate reward is Olam Haba, the world to come? Why is the Torah full of back and forth situations? If we listen, we'll be rewarded here in this world. If we don't listen, we'll be punished here in this world. We just said the ultimate reward is the world to come. The punishment is having no connection, being snapped off, severed from our relationship to God, forbid, not be related to God anymore. So if that's the case, why does the Torah have its reward here in this world, and the Torah mentions the punishment is here in this world? What's going on? This is the Rambam's question. So if you ever had this question before, you're in good company.
We hadn't picked you up.
Yeah, don't give the answer yet. I don't want anybody to leave yet, you know, it's not time. Continues the Rambam. V'chol oysan ha'dvarim, bo'ilam hazeh, all those things in this world, k'goin soiva v'rov, person is satiated or is hungry, milchama v'sholoim, war and peace. I'm not advertising anything here. Malchus v'shiflus, v'yeshivas ha'aretz v'golois, v'atzlochas ma'isa v'hafseida v'shar kol divrei habris. He says, success or failure, it's all mentioned here in this world. Kol oyus nadvarim emes hayu v'yu, says the Rambam. Everything that it says, a person will be rewarded here in this world, it's true. And a person, God forbid, will be punished. And the Torah mentions to be punished here in this world. It's true. So how do we answer our question? The question was, the reward is for the world to come. Right? It's flying up there. No. The world to come. And the punishment is God forbid to be cut off. So the Ram says, "Bizman shanu oifrin alayin tikra isanu harayis aksubais." When a person transgresses the words of the Torah, he will, God forbid, have bad things happen to him. Before we continue, why is that? Why is that that when a person transgresses, the bad things will happen to him? And the answer for that is because God loves us. And when a person loves someone else, when the father loves his son, he will discipline the child in order that the child will improve himself and do tshuva and come back to the father. The parent that does not care for the child will let that child go and not educate him, will not give him the patch when he deserves it. I'm not advocating patching. Don't quote me on that. I'm not saying I don't. V'zman shanu oivin aleihen tikroi sona haroi saksuvais. But when we transgress, we'll get a patch. And the reason for that patch is because Hashem is saying, I'm talking to you, to us, to Klal Yisrael. And Hashem is saying, I want you to come back. An example of where Hashem says, I don't care about you. The Nachash got a klala. The Nachash was cursed. The snake was cursed. What was the curse?
He has all the sand to eat.
He has all the sand to eat. Now, can anybody explain to me how that's a curse? How many of us, by the sweat of our brow, we have to make a living, right? We have bills to pay, a mortgage to pay. Here's the Nachash. He pays his mortgage all the time. Hey guys, he has all the money in the world. He has all the food. How is that a curse?
He's not close to God.
He's not close to God.
God gave him everything, so there's no more connection.
That's the answer. That is correct. And the reason for that is because God says, take the credit card, unlimited amount of money, and go. I don't care about you. You are the Nachash. You are the Yetzirah. Goodbye. But the father that loves that child says, I'm giving you that credit card with $100 on it, max. After 5 minutes when you max it out, you'll call me for more. And that's what tefillah is all about. Tefillah is that connection, the relationship that we build with Hashem. And that's what tshuva is about. Tshuva, tefillah, utztaka, tshuva, repentance, tefillah, prayer, utztaka, and staka, charity, ma'avir in esroya hagzeira. They take away the evil decree. Continues the Rambam. Va'af al pichein. 4 lines up where it gets wider. Va'af al pichein. Ein oysan ha'toivois, hein soif matan scharen shalom mitzvois. The Rambam tells us that the rewards that are mentioned in the Torah, that's not all the reward. And the punishment, the nekama, the revenge that a person will be punished, that's not the only punishment that exists with a person who deserves punishment here in this world. There's something bigger and better out there. Elakahu hatzayeya hadvarim. But this is how to understand what's going on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu nasan lanu Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us an instruction booklet, the Torah. Zu Eitz HaChayim. It's the tree of life. V'chol ha'oise, kol ha'kosov, ba, v'yoidoi, deya, gemura, nechayna. And whoever fulfills what is written inside of the Torah, 613 commandments, v'yoidoi, deya, gemura, nechayna. And he knows the knowledge, understands what the Torah is. Correctly. Zoyche ba, L'chaye ha'ilam haba. This person merits the world to come. Ulufi goydel maisa v'goydel chachmasoi hu zoiche. Now, is Olam Haba, that world which is there waiting for that person, for everybody come in and finished? Or is it something which is, as they have, you know, in this world they have, you could get a suit and clothing and everything which is made just for that person, right? What's it called?
Custom made
suits, custom made shirts, custom made glass, whatever you want, custom made. You pay for it, you get it. Olam Haba is the same. The world to come is custom made. Each person, he customizes his own world to come. According to his commandments, which he fulfills properly, that will be his world to come. So somebody, his Olam Haba will be, it's an amusement park with this rides. I don't know, I can't even think about those rides, I'm getting sick already. And they go down and finish, that's his Olam Haba. Because that's all he accomplished here in this world. Or maybe that's his other place, I don't know what to tell you. For the other person, who fulfills the words of the Torah, fulfills the commandments of the Torah, builds that relationship with his father, builds the relationship with his Avas Yisrael, with his brothers and sisters, with Klal Yisrael. His Olam Haba is a different picture. Continues the Rambam. Fourth word on the wide line there. Widest line. Viftechino betayra. We are promised in the Torah. Shimnase oisa v'simcha v'tuvas nefesh. If we fulfill the words of the Torah. Not that we just fulfill it, but how do we fulfill it? V'simcha. How many times does a father ask a child, or did a father ask a child, to go clean the room, to go do something, and the child did it with a grunt and all the other sounds that came out, which I don't know how to spell them. And the job got done. But did he do it properly? No. Did he mow the lawn? Yeah, he mowed the lawn. He missed a few lines, patches here and there. Okay. So you see his initials in there. But the problem is, he didn't do besimcha. We have to constantly toil in the Chochmas HaTorah. The greatest aspect of tshuva is Limud HaTorah. This is like the Energizer battery. Continues going and going. I have a Duracell in here actually. But continues going and going and going. We have to make sure that our mindset is we are constantly involved in Limud HaTorah. I have a friend of mine that in between patients, he picks up the Gemara and he's now 7 blot ahead of the Daf Yomi. Because when he has his free time, it's his time, which is really a mistake. Our time, our free time is Hashem's time. So he opens the Gemara, 7 blot ahead. So when they make the Siyam on the Masechta, he already made the Siyam. A few days early. Continues the Rambam. Shiyoser mimenu kol advarim hamoini maisonu melasoisa. Kigoyin choyli melchama v'rov v'kuyetzben. The Rambam tells us a person who lives his life in such a fashion, who does the mitzvahs besimcha, who fulfills the commandments of God with a smile, with joy, who constantly is toiling in the words of the Torah, Hashem will take away from him all of those things that will prevent him from fulfilling the commandments, Kigoin choili, like sicknesses, umelchoma, and war, virov, and starvation, ukayoitz behen, and other aspects of things which will take a person away from fulfilling the Torah. V'yashpiyolonu kol ha-toivais ha-machazkim es yodeinu la'asais es kol ha-toivah. And Hashem will give us the influence, the positive influence which we need to fulfill the Torah. What do we have to do? We have to show up at work. What's our job? Learn the Torah. Fulfill the mitzvahs. And in what fashion? With a smile on our face. And who is it all for? It's for ourselves. The bigger the smile, the honest smile, sincere smile. That's very nice. The bigger the smile, the bigger the reward. As we've mentioned in the past, the Arizal HaKadosh, he said everything that he merited to get. The Arizal HaKadosh, the one who was of the Kabbalah, I don't like saying that word. In this generation, it's that word is polluted. The founder of the, not the founder, but the one who spread his Talmud, Rav Chaim Vital, spread his teachings. He said he gained his wisdom because he did his mitzvahs with simcha, with happiness. So what are the promises of good? It can go in soiva, will be satiated, v'sholom, will have peace. It doesn't just mean peace in Iraq. It means peace amongst ourselves. Peace with the family, peace with the friends, peace with the drivers on the road. That's a good one also. V'rabois kesef v'zov k'dei shelo inasai kol yomeinu b'dvarim shaguf tzarech lehen. And we'll have the money which we need in order that our body will not be busy with acquiring all those things which a body needs constantly. The Rambam in the introduction to the Mishnayos is a lengthy introduction. And he writes over there that if a person would have to be involved with the physical aspects of this world, his clothing, his food, and everything from A to Z, he would live a life as long as Mr. Shalach lived. How many years was that? 900 and many years, right? Something like that. Yeah, many years. And he would have no time to learn. Now, we need a shirt. Some people dial, press buttons, and comes to you in the mail. You don't have to go anywhere. Go to the store, pick it up. These are aspects that Hashem is giving us the opportunity to use our time properly. Elaneishe pnuyim lilmoy v'chachma. We will sit panoy, free. Lilmoid bechachma, to learn the wisdom of Hashem, v'lasay sa mitzvah, and fulfill the commandments, k'dei shenizke l'chaye ha'olam ha'aba, in order to merit the world to come. V'chein hu oimer b'toyra, says in the Torah, achar sheftiach b'toyvais ha'olam hazeh, v'tztoka t'yalonu. As it says in the Torah, after promises us all of the good of this world, v'tztoka t'yalonu, it will be righteousness unto us. So what we just finished learning was the promise of the good. We fulfill the Torah, we learn God's commandments, Hashem says you'll have the ability to learn more, to do more. For what purpose? To earn a bigger bank account. Not over here, but in the world to come. Now, on the other side, we have to discuss the other side as well. Says the Rambam, "Chein haydiyanu b'toyro, shimnazoiv ha'toyro, Midateinu v'naseg v'hevli hazman. If we forsake the Torah and involve ourselves with the vanities of this world, waste our time. Kinyan shenema v'yishma v'yishuna v'yivot. We became too satiated, too full, and we kicked. We said, we don't need you, Chas Hashalom Hashem. Shadayin ha'emes, the truthful judge, Yasir min ha'oizvim, kol toivais ha'olam hazeh. Hashem will remove from us all of the good. Shehein chisku yedeihem livoit, because these people who left the words of Hashem strengthened their hands to kick and say, we're in charge, we can take care of ourselves. Umevi aleihen kol harois hamoinim oison meliknois ha'olam haba kedei sheyev yoyovdu berishon. This is one of the major punchlines of the Rambam. What will Hashem do? Hashem will punish them. And how will Hashem punish them? They become very wealthy. And they get a lot of vacation time. And they buy a lot of houses. And a lot of different countries. And they have to take the planes and fly their jets all over and spend their time doing nothing to acquire any credit in the world to come. That's one aspect of a punishment. That the,
like somebody wins a lottery, doesn't know anything about money.
Right. Now, if I win it, I'll try to work on using a problem. Well, if you have the winning numbers, we'll talk about that later. You used to be into a lot of numbers, right? That was your profession. Different type of numbers, right? Calculations. With the drugs, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah? You have to make sure you give the right amount. Or the person will be busy in a different way, running to make a buck. And the bottom line between these two different extremes is that they are busy with this world and only this world. Another punishment might be, and no one should take this personal, that his sports team might do well one season. So what might happen? He's going to follow them closer. Because if they're 10 games out of last place, because they're already kicked out of the last place, so who watches them? Okay, you don't want to hear that. You don't want to hear anything about them. You're sick about them already. They're going bankrupt. No Montreal Expos. Where are they? Washington, right?
They're in Washington.
Washington. Not in Montreal anymore. That's another punishment. Hashem has many ways of punishing people. And the punishments are to involve oneself with this world and this world only, so that they won't merit a share in the world to come. Continues the Rambam, Hu shekasa b'toira v'vadeta es oivecha ashe yishalchenu Hashem bach tachas asher lo yavadeta es Hashem lekecha b'simcho v'tuv leivav meirav kol. Brings the Rambam that we will serve our enemies, that Hashem will send us to them. And why is this? Because when we did the commandments of Hashem, as it says in the Teichacha, in the rebuke, in the parish, in the Torah, we didn't do it b'simcha. We grunted. Nimsa Perush Kolaisa and HaBrachais, it comes out, the explanation of all of the brachais, of all the blessings, Vakolais and the curses, Al Derech Zu, are all according to this way. Kolaimar, Im Avadat HaMes Hashem Misimcha, if we serve Hashem with joy, Ushmartem Darkoi, and we follow, we guard His way, Mashpia lachem habrachay sa'elu, Hashem will give us all of the blessings, all of these blessings. Hashem will give us the time to learn. Hashem will give us the ability to fulfill His mitzvahs. Hashem will give us that free agent who will become a DH player, who's going to hit 250 making $25 million a year. Umarchik haklolois, he will take away the klolois. Ad shetiu pnuyim lischakim b'toyro b'lasek ba kidei shetisku l'chayei ha'olam haba. Until Hashem will take away all the curses, God forbid, so we'll be free. That when the Sunday comes, when those legal holidays come, when those times off from work, when they come, the person will be in the Beis Medrash. When he has his evenings free, he'll be in the Beis Medrash in order to merit Kidei Shetizku L'Chayei Ha'olam Haba, in order that he will merit a share in the world to come. V'yeitiv L'cha L'Olam Shekulei Toiv, and he'll be given good in the world that is all good. V'tarich yamim li'olam shekuli aruch, and you have long days in the world shekuli aruch, which is all long. V'nimseisim zoichin shnei ha'olamos, what comes out, this person will merit both worlds. V'chaim toivim ba'olam hazeh, good in this world, which will be that bridge, Hamavin l'chaye ha'olam haba, which will bring him into the world to come. If one learns his Torah on a regular basis, tamid, as we learned earlier in the Rambam, and he fulfills God's mitzvahs with a smile on his face, with a simcha, with the joy, the delight that he has the 613 commandments, Hashem will give him more opportunities for more mitzvahs. It just popped into my head, I'll share it. Sunday night I had a phone call, a friend of mine calls me up. A friend of mine from yeshiva, he moved to a different town. He was visiting Philadelphia with his family. He asked me a place to go eat, you know, so he told him he'd stop by here. You know, so he went to one restaurant, very big town here. And Baruch Hashem, it was full. He told him he had reservations, you know. He said, last time he was there, he just walked in, he sat down. So, I told him, you're around the corner, stop by, just come right over. So, I haven't seen him in a few years. And he had the van, comes out, starts taking one kid out, and another kid out, and another kid out. And I'm looking inside, and then another kid out. And I remember all these kids when I was there in yeshiva with him. And they just kept on coming out. I'm like, look, how big is this thing? And he needs a tent seat, the truth is. And they came into my house, the whole family. And I felt so good. I used to eat in his house when I was a bachur. And here I have the opportunity. They went, they ordered the pizza, they came, they brought it back, they ate at my house. And it was an opportunity for me to give back a little to a friend who fed me on Shabbos. This is what Yiddishkeit is about. Chesed. The Torah. And in 10 minutes, the tefillah. I just popped into my head. I had to share that with you. It was a situation where I saw a family which was just growing, literally right in front of me. And let me tell you something. The parents weren't always in that world. In the religious world, if you know what I mean. And they came a long way. Just imagine the nachas, the simcha, the joy Hashem has from such a family. The Rambam continues. I'll stay outside a little. We're running out of time. That if a person continues in this pathway of forgetting about his involvement with the Torah and the mitzvahs, he'll be digging his hole straight down. And the Ram continues and says that Hashem will bring upon this person the klolos, these curses, and remove all the brachos. And three lines down from the bottom. Ad sheyichlu yameichem bebahala upachad, until a person's days will end with confusion and fear. V'lo yeh lachem leiv ponoi. Person will not have the clear mindset to learn, like guf sholem, or the healthy body, lasais hamitzvos, to fulfill the commandments. Why? Kedei shetoivdu mechai ha'olam haba, in order that this person will not merit to be lost from the world to come. Benimsa shavadetem shnei olamos, this person will lose both worlds. Shevzman shadim tarud ba'olam hazeh. Because a person is involved with sicknesses and war. And war does not just mean the war in Afghanistan, Iraq, and whatever the wars might be. That means the battles that exist right here in his everyday life. He will not involve himself with the chokhmah, and he will not merit the world to come. Continues the Rambam in the Halacha Beis. Umibnezeh, and because of this, Hisavu kol Yisrael. Nivyehem v'chachmehem yemois hamelech hamashiach. The whole entire Klal Yisrael, the prophets and the wise men, the sages, they desire for the days of Mashiach, when Mashiach will be here. Kedei shianuchu mimilchamois harashah, mimalchus harashah, she'enam aneches lahen liyisrael lasoik b'tayir of mitzvahis kahayim. Why? Why do we want Mashiach to be here? Says the Rambam, because there are nations which do not permit us to continue and learn and practice our Torah properly. And when Mashiach will be here, we will have that opportunity to practice our religion properly. Now, it might enter a person's mind, I live in America, free land, land of the free, home of the brave, not the braves, the brave. Second place, right? Third,
ooh. Third place.
Look at that. They caught up. I'm a little out of it, I'm sorry. It was just recent, I'm sure, right? The problem is that we live in a very, very free world. And it's so free sometimes that the tumah, the impurity, that is out there affects our neshamas. And the effect that it has, that it sullies our neshama, our soul, that disables us, that holds us back, cripples us from understanding the Torah. I'm not going to lengthen that topic. I'll just mention in one sentence that the milchama could be just going out in the streets, going to a shul, going to one's neighbor, things that exist. That sometimes we live in a world where we think things are normal already. We don't realize the danger, how things attack us. So the Rambam here is telling us the reason why we want Mashiach to be here is in order to have a situation which will enable us to learn, to fulfill the Torah, to fulfill the mitzvahs of Hashem, in order to merit a share in the world to come. We'll end here with tonight's share. Mirat Hashem, we should continue. Tonight is Beis Elul. Today was Rosh Chodesh. It's very Beis Elul. The beginning of the month of Elul. Elul is a gift Hashem gave us as preparation for Rosh Hashanah and for Yom Kippur. Mirat Hashem, we should be zoicha, we should merit to use these days properly. So when we stand in front of Hashem on the days of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we should be prepared with the proper tshuva.